Hello, Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi with an airport cast. I figure since Amy did one, and Nutty did one, and Michael did one, then it's my turn. I am here in San Jose Airport getting ready to go home. I came in this morning from Phoenix for a day trip. I'm going to do my review, my jump back in history to August 12th and August 14th, and then bring it home to today. Figure I might not have time to wrap up all these things that are happening right before we get going, and there's a close tie-in to what's happened today to exactly what happened a couple of weeks ago on the 12th and 14th. To start things off on the 14th, it's T-minus 25 days and counting. And one of our community members, Anders, over in the Nordic States, he created a wonderful set of songs using AI as a tribute. He's got a regular show that he started about a year ago called Funday Monday. And he had a nice little tribute. It was kind of funny because when it starts out, the first song just goes and goes and goes. And he says, well, thank you. And then the song starts up again and keeps going. He didn't really know when it was ending, which is kind of odd because he'd think he would have listened to this song before he played it on the air. But he had like two false starts before the song finally ended at about 6.5, 7 minutes. And then you can go get on with the rest of the show. I was out for my morning walk and I laughed so hard when I heard that. Neighbors are probably thinking, what's wrong with this Looney Tune guy walking around? But you know, then again, they probably think that all the time. I did have a talk with one of my coworkers over in Europe who just wanted to bounce some ideas off of me. He wants to go independent, do his own thing. He's part of the ServiceNow ecosystem right now. And he's got himself a little side gig and he's built himself a reputation. I said, hey, you do what works for you. If you need to get back into it, if it doesn't work out, you know, you come back in a year. If you've already built up that reputation, then heck yeah, go for it. You know, do what makes you happy. And this is also the time that I started consolidating my exit interview notes. I'd been writing things down for probably the last 8 months about what would I say to my boss's boss if I were to write them down. So I mentioned that, you know, I asked for that exit interview, HR didn't do anything, and then he called out. I said, well, now that he's actually scheduled it, I better put my notes together. So I started consolidating them, but I didn't really know where to start. So I thought, well, let's ask ChatGPT to give us a start. Ooh, I'm wandering around the airport, and somebody has left an unattended box of little brownie brittle for Southwest Airlines, and hopefully the security cameras don't catch me nabbing one of those little snack bags that they pass out on the flight. Yeah, I just grabbed one. So, munch on that later on the way home. So I asked ChatGPT to give me a template, and I said, give me a resignation letter, a retirement letter for someone who's been at a company for 14 years in this role. And it framed it up pretty good. It had a section about what went well, bullet one, bullet two, bullet three, and then where I see rooms for improvement, bullet one, bullet two, bullet three. And I'll tie that into what happened today real soon. But I started construction on that, and we'll see how that goes. As for the 14th of August, which would make it T-minus 23 days, my boss and senior director, and a couple other people from the community team got together and said, hey, we should, I had reached out to Mark, my director, senior director, sorry. I'm kind of doing that as fun because we accidentally called him that and he called us out on it. But I said, Mark, a few years ago you came up with this idea for some kind of bow tie award for community excellence or something. Do you want to do anything with that? So we got on a call the next day on the 14th, and he said, yeah, I do. Let's put something together. I want you to be the first winner of it. It's for somebody who is excellent at building community, not just content, above and beyond what a standard MVP, most valued professional, would do. We've got a whole team of those people. They're wonderful. But this would be something separate and unique for building community. I said, well, that's cool. What do I need to do? And he said, not much. Good. So it's in the hands of Derek and Selena, and, you know, design a trophy and figure out what the criteria is and whatnot. And then next year at our conference, one person would be awarded this. So we'll see where that goes. It's a real short turn. I said, you know, you don't have to present it to me before I depart. I don't see any rush for that, because I know they've got a lot on their plate right now. But they said, well, we'll get it together. We'll get that together. So that's from a couple of weeks ago. Fast forward to today. It's the 27th, obviously. 27th day, the Dog Days of Podcasting. Find out more at dogdaysofpodcasting.com, blah, blah, blah. The took a day trip out to, they asked me to come out to Santa Clara for our all hands for the PSM, the Product Solutions Marketing Team. I said, I'd love to. A number of team members were out here. Earl, who lives in Modesto, came down. That was nice. Mark is out here on business. Lauren is going to be doing some video work later in the week. So she was allowed to come out early. It was nice seeing these people and just, you know, having some time with them. They made a big deal about it at the hour-long all-hands meeting. So first they went through and did what they call their applause sections, where team leads would say, hey, this is applause for this team for doing that and this team for doing that. Some really cool accomplishments. And then they turned it over to Mark, who presented me with the first bow tie award. Like, wow, they came together really quickly. Sent a picture of that to Donna, sent a picture to Craig. I'll get something on Instagram or something real quick. Nice award. It matches my shirt so well that when I held it up for one of the photos, it literally disappears. It looks like it's a clear award because the bow tie is the exact same color as the shirt I was wearing today. Really amazing. Unfortunately, I can't take it home with me because I already have my laptop bag and I carried the ukulele today. Did a little strumming. Didn't get really a chance to perform to anybody, but you know, few chords here and there, and had a discussion with people, and I did get a chance to practice after the whole party thing was over. But the they had a nice award. They made a video. Earl and Lauren made a nice tribute video with various team members saying thank you, we appreciate it, all this cool stuff. That got me a little emotional. Okay, I'm not gonna lie, I was very emotional. And then I said, oh, come stand up and get this award. I'm like, oh man. Yeah, you know, my face is all wet and got to get up and talk to people. So the SVP, whose name is also Mark, he's asking me what was the first ServiceNow app you built. And I said, well, that was when I was a customer, and I gave that story 100 times. So that was an easy one. And he said, what was your favorite moment or standout moment, most memorable moment at the company in the last 14 years, which is kind of hard because I don't remember all of my 14 years. I made a kind of a half-assed joke about that. It's like, well, there was sales kickoff in 2014, and I don't remember much, but neither does anybody else. But you gave an answer about, you know, how the recent years doing the keynote and CreatorCon has just been so memorable. And then the final question was any words of wisdom for the people here. And I just, you know, keep the culture alive. Told a story about when I was a customer and how I try to pay that back, whether it's internal or external, just sharing and caring and being there for each other and elevating. I say, keep that culture alive. So that was well received. There were a number of good comments in the Zoom chat that Matt, one of the chief assistant administrator people, cut and pasted for me. I appreciated that. So I put that in my digital scrapbook in Evernote. I gotta see how we're doing on time here. Oh, not bad. Then after that was all done, there were a few pictures. And we went next door where there was kind of a happy hour thing. There was no alcohol, but there was some food. There was a cake with my picture on it and Happy Retirement Chuck. Took pictures of that. Took pictures with a bunch of people that frankly I may never see again in my life, and that kind of hurts. You know, as much as everybody says, oh, we'll stay in touch, and you know, it's easy to do, but it when it comes down to it, am I going to see any of these people? You know, there's a strong likelihood that I'll be at the conference in May, no idea what my purpose will be there, but it was an emotional day. I'm emotionally exhausted. It's been a long day, but the thing I'm looking forward to is go home, get a good night's sleep, get on the plane and go to Dragon Con. I am really looking forward to seeing all of you or the Dragon Con goers on this Dog Days podcast. Very, very much. Oddly enough, bit of a sideline here. Before our 1 p.m. all hands meeting started, walked into the room about 10 minutes to, and they were kind of going through some prep and setup. And somebody on the Zoom call said, "Okay, let's review the video." and they said, no, wait. I said, and the person on the other end said, "Why can't we look?" And I yelled from the back of the room, "Because the video's about Chuck and he's in the room, but he's leaving now." it was a humorous moment. I didn't know what the content of that video was, but I knew exactly what the purpose was. I said, "I probably shouldn't be here." But it was, there was laughter, there was tears, there was good times, and I'm gonna miss that. Right before that, when I stepped out of the room, the reason I told that story about the video is because I stepped out of the room, and while I was waiting for about 10 minutes, I got a text message from a very good friend of mine who I've known for the last 40 years. This is Scott. We talk on the phone for hours once a month. And he texted, he said, "Sorry, I can't make our next call," which I think is scheduled for the 7th. Saturday, September 7th. We do it on the last Saturday, but we obviously can't do that because I'll be at Dragon Con. So we knew ahead of time and we pushed it off to the 7th. He said, "I can't make it on the 7th. His dad just passed away on Saturday. It was rather sudden. He declined quickly. So in one sense, it's very sad, and the other, it's kind of a relief that he didn't have to suffer. But I was heartbroken. I was heartbroken. And then to go into this meeting, and then, everybody celebrating me, it's like, wow, truly mortality is staring me straight in the face. And it just makes me appreciate every moment. And I'm going to appreciate every moment at Dragon Con. So, here I am in the way out gates of Southwest where nobody goes. There's not even any planes at the terminal. I'm out in no man's land here, practically breaking down in tears. But I'll be home soon, and then I'll be in Dragon Con soon. So I look forward to seeing you all there. Till then, everybody take care, stay safe, and know I love you. Bye.